Welcome to today's French Gap Village of Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by Jesse Underwood and Ian Moore with Pella Regional Health Center. They're here to talk about the recent Hearts for Hospice event, which raised funds for programs at the Comfort House in Pella.
Just give us an overview of what the evening is about and the amount of funds that you were able to raise here.
This event is set up to raise awareness for hospice care in our community through the Comfort House here at Pella Regional Health Center. We try to reach out to all the people within our community to share with them the stories of the Comfort House, the importance of hospice care in our community, and hopes to raise funds for the continuing efforts for hospice care. For this event, we were successfully able to raise just over $55,000. We had about 260 people in attendance, a great mix of community leaders, organizations, volunteers, and friends of hospice.
And Ian, you were one of the participants, on the other side of things, so to speak, on the floor. What does this event mean to you, and why did you participate?
The big thing is just the benefit that the Comfort House gives to our community. There was part of the night was people sharing stories about how hospice has affected them and their lives and their families. And it's just incredible to hear what hospice does for people and how it helps them through the death and the grieving process and preparing for those things. And it's just a great cause to go out. And it's a very fun event, and it's just good.
What do hospice programs mean to Pella Regional? I mean, obviously there's been a growth in hospice care recently, throughout the years, but what does it mean for Pella Regional to have a program of this size and to have the kind of contributions you had on Saturday night?
It's really a ministry of our organization to continue to be able to provide hospice care in a Comfort House setting where families are able to come to be with their loved ones in some of the darkest hours of their lives, but to be able to have an environment where they're able to be together in a nurturing room with the care that they're able to receive through the staff at Pella Regional and the people that work there day in and day out, care so much for the patients that are there, for the families, and to be able to be there for them, to be counselors for them, to be able to provide for their needs is something that we feel is a very strong part of our ministry here, and to be able to provide that with a Christian compassion is something near and dear to our hearts.
So why is the fundraising important? Why is it important to raise funds for hospice care? Because it's a little bit different from your traditional hospital bill.
The importance behind fundraising for hospice care is that we don't see the reimbursements for the care through Medicare and commercial insurances that it costs for patients to come and stay with us. So that overarching operating cost is something that we see as a major loss for our organization to be able to continue to provide those services. And that's why fundraising is so desperately important for us to be able to have community people who care enough about the hospice care of our community to step forward and to help make contributions for us to be able to continue this ministry.
And it's not only just a fundraising thing, it's a huge volunteer thing too. So folks had an opportunity to meet some of the volunteers and some of the people who are working at the house. And that was probably pretty special too, to see the people who are on the ground and working one-on-one in hospice care.
We did have our director of hospice care there, Mary Jo Foster, as well as people from her staff that were present to be able to answer questions for folks, to be able to just connect with people outside of the normal operating days of being able to connect with people and to share their stories as well.
What does it mean for you as an employee of Pella Regional to contribute to something that's very needed at the hospital and something that's very unique?
It's good to give back to the cause that is provided by my employer, because just once again, I'm gonna go back to judging from the stories that were brought up, how much that those services give back to the people in the community. So it's good to see the hospital throw an incredible event like this and just a good dinner, good entertainment, great items available for auction and for purchase and for donation and just to have a fun night in Pella.
If people do want to continue to give throughout the year or next year's event, how can they get a hold of Pella Regional to help contribute to hospice programs?
You can reach out directly to me. My phone number is 641-628-6625, or my email address is junderwood@pellahealth.org. Your contributions are greatly appreciated, and it helps us to continue our ministry.
That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.